Well, open your Bibles, if you would, to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. And today, I don't want to give you the title yet. I talked last week about drawing near to God and being near to Him. But I said, it's not just being near to God, but it's being nearer to Jesus, but it's becoming more Christ-like. And they're both important. But we're called to be Christ-like. Man, I don't want us to just look in a mirror and go, I don't look anything like Jesus Christ, and get depressed and turned off and shut down. But I want to say, how can I get closer to Him? How can I be more like Him? Man, I don't make the money today I want to make. How can I make more money? It's those type of things. It's just reflecting and going, is this something I want to pursue? But I'm telling you, if you are a Christian and you do not have a desire to pursue Christ, you have missed that transformation process somewhere. And you've missed it big time. Now, maybe we have missed it. Maybe we said, oh, yeah, just accept Jesus, you're going to heaven. Woohoo! It's done. It's not done. That's when the hard work begins. Because we are now a new creation, we put off the old man. And we leave the old man in the past. Amen? Oh, good. I was afraid no one would say amen. We say, we like the old man. Some of us do. We like the old man. We like where the old man has been. We like what the old man has done. We like what the old man has. And we're afraid that if we're the new creation, we can't have it, do it, go there. That's true for some things, but not all things. He says, man, I have come that you may have life and have it more, what? Abundantly. I love that. He's come so that we can have life, but not just have it. Not just exist, but have it more abundantly. When we talk about wanting to be near to Christ, we also need to look at, am I becoming more Christ-like each and every day? James chapter 4, verse 7, talks about this. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. He says, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble, verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Man, He asked a couple things of us, but He also has some benefits for us. And He says, therefore submit. Resist, and He will. Draw near, and He will. But then the list gets a little longer. When we look in verse 9, it gets a little longer. It's cleanse, and purify, and lament, and mourn, and weep. You see, when we become that new creation, He says, I have these things that I want you to do. And some of the things are these things right here. I need you to cleanse. We can't just keep coming before Him with our same filthy hands. We have to come before Him with clean hands. We have to purify our heart. We can't keep coming before Him with our filthy hearts. And when I say that, let me clarify. We can come before Him, but we should be asking Him, change me. Change my desires. Change me. We're kind of going to talk about that today. Because then He says, verse 10 again, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. You see, it's hard for Him to lift us up when we're standing there prideful as could be before Him. God, I am this. God, I've done this. God, I've gone there. God, I am this, that, and the other thing. I don't need you. You see, I've done it all by myself. Probably missed a little something there that He gave you, your life. And He put the breath in you this morning. And He put the knowledge in your mind. It talks a little further in James 4 at the end of that. It says, do not boast about tomorrow. Don't boast on yourself. But boast in Christ. But when He tells us these things of all the different asks, draw near and He will, resist and He will, humble yourself and He will lift you up. So today's message is humble thyself. But I thought if I blurted that out right at the beginning, some people may tune out. Those are probably the people that need to humble themselves a little bit because you think you've got it all figured out. Now, to compare this, flip back a few chapters to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. And these are familiar terms, but as we talk about having a spiritual awakening and having more in 24, I want us to focus to do that. Are we really trying to be nearer to God? Are we really trying to be more Christ-like? Man, where there could be a real awakening in that spot. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant. Now let me tell you, when the Son of God takes the form of a bondservant, I say he's humbling himself, amen? And coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. And he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Jesus Christ, who is who and what we should desire to be like, humbled himself, allowed himself, knowing what he was facing, allowed himself to go to the cross. Why? Because it was the Father's will that he do that. For who or what purpose? For us. To pay a ransom for our sins. You see, we've got to start connecting these sins to our daily life. I can't stand watching the news. Well, I haven't watched the news in years, but I can't stand, even on my little YouTube stuff, seeing the news of things going on in this world. Okay, forget the world. Things going on in this country. Well, that's nowhere near us. Okay, things going on in the state. It's a pretty big state. Okay, fine. Things going on in this town. And I'm talking about people that don't have control of their emotions. I'm talking about people that don't have control of their anger. I'm talking about people that don't have control of their desires and wants. It's appalling to see what people are doing these days. It's appalling to see what pastors are doing these days. But let's not forget, Pastor Eric and Pastor Adam were human. I'm not saying I'm like them, but I'm just saying we are all human. We are all subject to sin and temptation. But I'm telling you, we've got to say, are we going to draw the line? Yes, we're going to draw the line. I'm going to be Christ-like. Great. When will that happen? About 6 months from now. What's wrong with today? A handful of you young people, most of you went down to Falls Creek or have been before. What is wrong with today? You see, I'm young and I'm guaranteed tomorrow. Oh, no, you're not. We're not guaranteed the next hour. And I'm not trying to frighten anyone. I'm saying that's reality. What is wrong with today taking a stand? Saying, I want to be like Christ. I want to think like Christ. I want to be like Christ. And I want to do like Christ. If it helps, I'll go get you the WWJD bracelets again. Man, I wore one slick for several years. It helped us to say, what would Jesus do? I want to think like Christ, be like Christ, and do like Christ. I wish I'd get more passionate, but my voice just isn't going to hold out for me to get more passionate about it. But trust me, I'm passionate about that. When Philippians tells us that Christ humbled himself, then does that not also say what we just read before that? That we too should humble ourselves? Becoming Christ-like, it's not an overnight process. I've been a Christian for a long time. Great. You may be more Christ-like than many of us, but I assure you, none of us has arrived. Therefore, it means we're all still working on that. It's not an 8-week course that we can teach you. Now, there are things we can teach you to say these things help you be more Christ-like. And these things are Christ's characteristics. Like what? Love one another. Oh, never mind. I'm out of the class. Love your enemy. Oh, I'm definitely out of the class. Well, that's what he says. You see, we have to love each other in here. When we go out of these four walls, we've got to love all those other people outside these four walls. And we go in the four walls of our home. And we have to love those people in there. That's easy. They're family. Okay, great. When we walk out of those four walls, we have to love those people outside of there. It's not a course where you say, I'm Christ-like now. I passed the course. Great. Ground zero. A few years back, we had a thing that says, hello, my name is. We just put, hello, my name is Christ. Hello, my name is Jesus. I'm his ambassador. I should be a reflection of his light and his love. There's no mistaking. They'll think I'm Jesus. It's lifelong. Moving towards that goal. But then the flip side is sustaining that goal. Young people went to Falls Creek. Man, woo! We were submersed in a week long of this stuff. We didn't have our phones, no distractions, no nothing. What'd you do the first couple hours you got home? Probably caught up on all your phone stuff. Maybe. We all would. But what I'm saying is, it's sustaining what you picked up down there at Falls Creek. And it's having that a month from now. And it's having that 6 months from now. And it's having that passion. And that desire to learn. Turn to Romans chapter 12. And I read this several weeks ago. And the point to some of this is, well, first of all, God connects these things. But I also try and connect them and say, these things all connect together. And for whatever we're doing, however we're living, they all keep coming back around to say this is what we should do. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, it's not an overnight thing. It's a daily thing to not be conformed to the world. And it's a daily thing that says, man, I have to be transformed. How? By the renewing of my mind. How often? Once a year, Falls Creek ought to do. It's not going to work. Daily. Daily, we have to concentrate. Say, God, what is your desire for me today? Do not be conformed. Renew your mind. Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Again, familiar verse because I covered it the last several weeks or a couple months. And Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, this is Jesus talking. If you desire to come after me, here's what it's going to take. Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily. Follow me. As parents, we've had our kids and you say, stay right behind me. And they're following us until what? Until they're not. Where do they go? They follow us till they're not. We're the same way. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. Take up your cross. He says, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. And that person who loses his life for Christ's sake has humbled himself. Humble yourself, church. Deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow him. Don't raise your hands or shout out any answers. Don't shout out answers for the people sitting around you, if you know. How often are we in this? And I'm just asking questions. Probably not enough for most of us. How often are we in that? You know, in Acts, Paul and Silas went to Berea. And it said they were received better there. And they went into the synagogues and they taught. It says they received the word with all readiness. That means they were anxious to hear the word of God. They were anxious. And they received it. They were ready. But it says, but they searched the scriptures daily. Well, you mean they went to the synagogue, they heard scripture, and then they went home and they searched it even more so? Yes. Why? They searched the scriptures daily to find out if what they were being told was true. We've got to be in the scriptures and know it. We have to strengthen one another. We have to help steer one another. You're not doing the right thing, man. I know. I hear your excuses. I know. But you're not doing the right thing. You see, either you want to be a Christ follower or you don't. Our first step in wanting to be Christ-like is humility. It's just saying, I'm going to come humble myself. Before who? No better place than before God and everyone. Oh, not for a show. Let me humble myself here. Anyone looking? Not for a show. This isn't about getting attention. Because people think you're doing something, all of a sudden, that humility isn't true humility. You're pretending to be humble for attention. But we've got to get in His Word. We've got to understand it. We have to ask questions. We have to know. We have to be ready to receive the Scriptures with all readiness. And then go back and say, hey, I was thinking about this. No, I missed what you said about this. Did you take this out of context? Did I take it out of context? Because this is how I read it. Well, this is how I read it. Well, let's do some studying on it. But a first step in wanting to be Christ-like is to humble ourselves. Amen? We have to humble ourselves. But here's the second step. And sometimes it's harder. When we wake up tomorrow, we have to do it again. I can do it one day, but Lord, two in a row? And that's where we stumble sometimes. And God says, man, it's okay to stumble. You're going to fall. Mistakes will be made. I know that. But we have to wake up and be prepared to humble ourselves the next day. Dang it, there was something about I've got to find my cross again. Where'd I put it? I just had it yesterday, but what'd I do with it? I think I left it at work. Oh, I think I just left it on the front porch and a wild animal carried off. I don't know. What did you do with your cross from yesterday? Because that's still the same cross you have to pick up and carry the next day when you follow Him. You'll have to decide for yourself, is it easy or is it hard? Is it really this simple, Adam, or is it complicated? I don't know. That's what throws a lot of people off. That's pretty complicated to do it 2 days in a row, let alone 3, 6 months, a year. 5 years of being humble? 5 years of crucifying my flesh? I'm sorry, 20-some years? What? Is it really that simple? Yeah. It's difficult yet simple. And He says, if you'll do these things, but the first step is to humble yourself. Church, as the worship band comes up here, we're going to have an opportunity to humble ourselves before Him. And I don't know what that means for you. But we've got opportunity to humble ourselves. And I'm going to stand right down here. And I'm going to offer to pray for you. And you can stay in your seat. Or you can come up here. But I'm going to stand right down here. And I'm going to give you the opportunity just to humble yourself before God. But as I said earlier, and man, both? Isn't God enough? I don't know, is it? Is it enough to not do it in front of man? I don't know. But I'm telling you, when we do it in front of man, that's some heavy humility. Because it takes a lot of boldness to do that. I've seen my youngest son, Austin, humble himself time and time again, walking up here for prayer. That's not easy. I'm just giving you the opportunity. Don't feel compelled to out of, I feel compelled to like I have to respond. I don't care about that. That's the least of my concerns. My concern is, did you hear what the Scripture said today? And did they tell you, you have to draw a line and say, today's the day I'm going to humble myself. Today's the day that I want to walk in His shoes. Today is the day that I want to pick up my cross and follow Him. I don't just want to be near Him, but I want to be like Him. I think like Him, be like Him, and do like Him. Heavenly Father, I ask today that You just help us to humble ourselves before You. God, whatever that looks like, whatever area of our life is holding us back. Pride of job, money, people, reputation, whatever. God, remove that pride from us and allow us to humble ourselves. As your creation and in your likeness, let us follow that. Just as you humbled yourself. But God, when we leave here today, I pray that when we wake up tomorrow, we think about these same things. Lord, that we search the scriptures and we study them. And we try and investigate and study and find out about your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.